It's welcome to FNAF Explained. I'm your host, Hudson Smith, and I'm here to tell you about the whole FNAF timeline. Let's start with some basics on how everything got started and how everything kind of got messed up. We'll be diving into some key fundamentals for our timeline in this episode. All right, so first, there was William Afton addicting over at a place called Fredbear's Singin' Show. It was 50 cents a ticket, food, and entertainment thing in the Great Depression. He fell in love with Fredbear immediately once it started. So once he graduated college, he wanted to make this singing, talking, dancing bear come to life. But how? The best solution he had was mascot suits. He made a mascot suit for Fredbear and made a friend for him, Bonnie. They were very good pals, and everything could have just stopped there and been perfect. It hadn't been for the rival restaurant, Chica's Party World, with on-stage performing animatronics powered by battery packs. FNAF lore takes a massive turn here. This is where the animatronics came from. But William was really jealous. He wanted those animatronics for his restaurant, and it was run by a man named Henry Emily. Now, everyone started choosing Chica's Party World over Fredbear's Family Diner, so he eventually went broke. And then Henry Emily paid him and bailed him out, which was a big insult that William would not take anymore. It was about 1983, and everything was going actually really well. William had a thriving business, a family, two sons, and a daughter. But Michael was sent to babysit his brother. We're just going to call him David, because we'll get into that in a different episode, maybe the next episode, then. On why he's named David. Half of these are going to be like story, half of these are going to be like lore, you know? But anyway, things were going well, and Michael was really mad with David, or crying child, prefer crying child. He said, "Why do I have to take care of this whiny crybaby? He makes me do all of his work, and I just have to take care of him." So him and his friends had a really terrible idea. They're gonna make him kiss Fredbear, which was a bad idea because when he was moving and flailing around, the spring locks locked, and he got chomped and bitten down. And that's kind of what started everything. Now, this is just a pilot episode to get your entertainment going with Fazbear Entertainment, a really funny podcast productions. But I hope you enjoyed the episode, and another episode should be coming actually pretty soon. All right, see y'all.